This is the Middle East Report, your connection to truthful reporting on Israel and the Middle East. I'm John Riley. Israel is on high alert because of the threats of a direct attack from Iran. Several days ago, the head of the Hamas terrorist group was eliminated in Iran. Iran is embarrassed by their failure to protect this terrorist. Israel has not claimed responsibility for that. However, Iran is blaming Israel. In response, Iran has vowed a massive attack on Israel, including intentionally hitting civilian populations. Michelle Bachmann is the dean of Regent University and a former presidential candidate. She says Iran has been strengthened because of the failure of both Obama and Biden.
Through the 8 years of the Obama administration, I was serving in the United States Congress at that time. I was floored, beginning with President Obama's first speech in Cairo, where it was very clear he invited the Muslim Brotherhood, which Hamas is a franchise of the Muslim Brotherhood. Their design and goal is to conquer the world for Islam and to annihilate the Jews. And President Obama literally invited the Hamas and the Muslim Brotherhood to be in the front row. They were his guests of honor. And we saw this throughout his administration, that essentially President Obama wanted to further the aims and goals of the Iranian government. Again, the chief state sponsor of terrorism in the world. And he enabled over $200 billion to go to enrich the Iranians and to build out their nuclear program, which they've said very clearly, unapologetically, they will use nuclear weapons to annihilate the Jewish people, kill them, and annihilate Israel. And they would use nuclear weapons against the United States. Why in the world would an American president further the aims of Iran? Well, Joe Biden today has the same people in charge of foreign policy that Barack Obama did. And so we're seeing the same exact policy. If Iran has a nuclear weapon, they are the only nation on earth that will use it. They will use it on the United States. They will use it on Israel. We need to understand this is a desperate reality. So we're sitting in Nashville. Imagine if Nashville had a nuclear bomb go off and literally millions of people were killed. That Iran has no problem with doing that. As a matter of fact, in Tehran, the largest city in Iran, there's something called Palestine Square, and there's a doomsday clock. And the doomsday clock is set to the day that they will annihilate Israel. They believe that this will happen. This is their stated goal. And any president who fails to take seriously the goals of the Ayatollah in Iran is a fool. But worse than that, that president will have blood on their hands of perhaps innocent Americans. If we have a direct attack, and let's face it, probably 13, 14 million unvetted people have crossed that border. How many are terrorists? How many have established beachheads across the United States with nuclear weapons, a dirty bomb, to do something to blow up U.S. cities? I'm not saying that to fearmonger. I'm telling people we have got to get serious about the threats that the United States is taking, and we've got to demand that our president start looking out for the United States and stop aiding and abetting America-hating terrorists across the world and those who seek the destruction of Jews and the Jewish state.
Tensions are high in Israel among the civilian population who are pressed on every side. I want to call on all of you prayer warriors who are listening today to please pray for Israel. Pray for continuous protection of the soldiers fighting on multiple fronts. Pray that God would use this time of uncertainty to reveal himself in miraculous ways to the people of Israel. Finally, pray for the Jewish people that they will understand that their help comes from the Lord and not to trust in chariots and horses, however high-tech they may be. Please pray that they will look to the God of Israel for deliverance. That's the Middle East Report. I'm John Riley. A podcast of the show is available at AFR.net, and you can also get it wherever you get your podcasts and all the major podcast platforms. Thanks for listening.